A former U.S. ambassador to Egypt and Israel will be visiting Jackson next week. Daniel Kurtzer is now a professor at Princeton University and recently edited a book about the Arab-Israeli conflict. During his visit to Wyoming, he'll be giving a talk entitled America and the Middle East, Challenges of Change. He considers it very important for the U.S. to take a leadership role in resolving conflicts in the Middle East and helping countries there transition to democracy.
When the United States is active in the Middle East, it doesn't guarantee success, but it offers, in most cases, the best opportunity for resolving conflicts. When we're inactive, the rest of the world has so far proven incapable of concerted action. So U.S. leadership seems to be very important in particularly harsh conflict situations like Syria, but also in chronic conflict situations like the Arab-Israeli situation.
So when you're talking about the U.S. being active, can you be a little more specific? What kinds of action should we be taking?
Well, I'm talking about diplomatic leadership, and that means formulating ideas, bringing in partners from the international community, developing proposals and suggestions that can motivate the parties to conflict to begin to engage, to think about the kinds of pressures or inducements that may be necessary to make a convincing case, and then to sustain that approach, even though in most cases the road through conflict to resolution is very challenging to navigate.
One of the conflicts that's been going on, obviously, for decades is the Arab-Israeli conflict, and you just edited a book about that. I'm curious what your outlook is. Will that conflict ever be resolved?
Well, the premise of the book is really twofold. Number one is that the conflict is resolvable, even though the resolution has eluded policymakers and politicians for a long time. And secondly, that without a very active United States role in promoting a conflict resolution process, the parties in the region are unlikely to do it themselves for a lot of reasons. The politics in both Israel and Palestine are quite complicated. Leaders have been unwilling to take gambles and risks. And most everybody is turning to the United States to stimulate and catalyze some kind of progress.
What can the U.S. do in this situation, though, to help resolve the Arab-Israeli conflict? I mean, certainly amongst many in the Arab world, there is a perception that the U.S. is biased in favor of Israel. What can the U.S. actually realistically do in concrete terms?
What the United States has traditionally done in the Middle East conflict is essentially to bend toward Israel with respect to its security requirements, but to bend toward the Arabs with respect to the political and related issues. In other words, Israel's security has been very important to the United States, but the realization of the political goals of the Arabs should be, and in the past has been, equally important. In the current situation, what that means is to help the parties navigate to an outcome in which a Palestinian state is created in essentially the area that was occupied in 1967. I say essentially because it may involve some territorial adjustments and territorial swaps. The border is to be demarcated. But that outcome needs to assure that Israel's security is not degraded to such a significant extent that Israel would not want to take the risks for peace.
Do you have any specific advice for the Obama administration as he's entering his second term?
Well, in the book, The Pathways to Peace, my own chapter, in fact, provided six concrete policy goals that I thought the administration should consider. For example, the first of those six items was to start off the peace process by demarcating the borders in a manner that would enhance rather than degrade security. It's almost 65 years since Israel was created, and it has never enjoyed internationally recognized borders. A Palestinian state that we all talk about has no shape until the borders are decided. So the first order of business, which in fact President Obama referred to back in 2011, was to in a sense, create the contours or the shape of a Palestinian state living next door to Israel. And then I think once that's done, some of the other suggestions were, how do you fill that peace process with content with respect to economic relations and political relations to assure that it becomes a durable peace settlement?
Daniel Kurtzer, former ambassador to Egypt and Israel, currently professor of Middle Eastern Policy Studies at Princeton. Thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Willa.